12 minutes.
Ish.
Why are you playing this?
30 years ago today.
Okay.
I was at Skate World in Austin.
Skate World?
That's where you went.
Oh.
You went skating and listened to Michael Jackson. That's what you did.
Today, in 1982, Michael Jackson's sixth studio album was released. Seven songs from the album would chart inside the top 10. It sold 110 million copies. That's a lot. You know?
10 times platinum.
Yep. I mean, AC/DC did like 50 million, and Pink Floyd did like 50 million. And I don't. It was on the charts for, I don't know.
Ever.
You'd know that, wouldn't you? I remember Dark Side of the Moon was on there for like 6 years, and so Thriller probably was. The interesting thing was it was the first song that they took off of that was The Girl Is Mine.
Yep.
With Paul McCartney, which is probably the weakest song on the entire album. But anyway, if you saw that, who was it? Landis, who directed the video?
Yes.
You know, and again, in 1982, a lot of us were watching MTV. I mean, there was just...
37 weeks it was on the chart.
Was it? Okay. A lot of us were watching MTV, and this was a production. I mean, we had not seen anything like this before. And eventually, you know, they let us see the making of it and all that, because everything that Jackson did obviously was just a wonderful choreography.
Was one of the very first ones that was, you know, a standard song is somewhere between 3.5 and 4.5 minutes.
Right, right.
And that video was almost 9 because it was a movie.
Wow, wow.
So I think it's no really interesting just how your age makes such a big difference, because I know a lot of people my age loved Michael Jackson, but when I was a kid, I mean, I only really learned to appreciate his music after high school, or in high school, I should say, because when I was little, instead of talking about the boogeyman, we were like, oh, that's like Michael Jackson. That's like Marilyn Manson. He was one of those scary names.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah. Very it was like kindergarten. Yeah, Michael
yeah, we
Jackson.
Never
but
got
I think
to
he was
see
pretty
the,
weird by the 90s.
And, yeah, you didn't get to see the cute little kid the Jackson 5 and all that kind of stuff. But anyhow, but by the way, while we're talking about that, we mentioned AC/DC. Apparently, they played it just right. They refused to have their music available on iTunes until last week.
Yep.
So from Monday, November 19th through Sunday, November 25th, 696,000 AC/DC songs were downloaded.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yep, yep. 48,000 downloads of the band's 25 albums. Biggest download, of course, was Back in Black. But they made a little bit of money.
I believe it.
They've had a pretty good couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah.
If they need a reason to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas all together, they've got it.
Because Angus and Brian Johnson need more money.
Yeah, they do. Exactly. Okay, just in case you didn't, if you haven't heard this, we didn't have time to do it yesterday. Woman in England loves social networking so much.
Uh-oh.
How much did she love it?
Thank you. She named her newborn hashtag.
No, please no.
Yeah. London Sun, a tabloid, reports the mother announced the kid's name Sunday on Facebook, hashtag Jameson.
And the sins of the parents will be visited upon their children for generations.
It is named for, obviously, that little symbol. If you tweet, you know. The announcement read, hashtag Jameson was born at 10 o'clock last night. She weighs... W-E-Y-S, I'm hoping that's because you want to conserve your characters, 8 pounds, and I love her so much.
Oh, my gosh. What are they going to call her, Hashy?
I have no idea.
Hey, come on, Hash, time for dinner. You come on back inside here now.
But I don't think they talk like that in England. You know better than I would. But anyway, but the odd choice of names.
Wait, so then are they going to call her Ash without an H pronounced?
Yeah, the odd choice of names soon attracted its own hashtag Twitter hashtags, including hashtag terrible parenting, hashtag hashtag your parents hate you, and hashtag
goodness.
Stupidest name ever.
Hashtag come on inside and get your fish and
chips.
Yeah,
that's better. Okay. Anyway. Oh, and well, I mean, again, and that's not the only thing that's crazy. Remember 2 weeks after he said he had no regrets for the red and blue Mitt Romney tattoo on his face?
Oh, yeah.
Eric Hartsberg has decided to accept an offer to have it removed free.
Wow.
Yeah, he apparently didn't like Romney's post-election gifts comment. Oh, so he wants to go ahead and make his statement now by having that removed.
Goodness.
Okay, tattoo could take almost a year to,
You suppose maybe he's the father of the hashtag?
Could be.
Oh.
Eric, for his part, isn't completely red in the face about his tattoo choice. Uh-huh, you like that? He says he enjoyed his fame and the cash that rolled in. He got $5,000 for the tattoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, he got excited about $5,000 to get his face tattooed.
Why do we do these things to ourselves?
I don't.
Who's saying they're going to take it off for free?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
Hello?
What I want to know.
Do you spell hashtag with just the pound sign?
Yeah, That's the thing. The story does not tell the company that's doing that for nothing. So they didn't get any publicity because you figure that was probably one of the causative factors there. But, no publicity into the story as to the people who are going to take it off free. And so we'll see. In a comparison of U.S. dietary standards and real U.S. American eating habits, this is going to shock you, I know, researchers found that people fall short of nutritional recommendations overall. I know. Researchers said that children and the elderly seem to eat a healthier diet than younger and middle-aged adults. Really? And women had a better diet than men. Well, duh. Hispanics also tended to have better quality diets than either blacks or whites. So,
really?
Breaking that up. That's what it says here. So, see, children are eating healthy. Oh, sure they are.
I'm going to go down to the restaurant and get me a cheese enchilada and some refried beans.
Would be good. Denny's, the 24-hour American diner, of course, opened a restaurant Thursday in Las Vegas with a wedding chapel in it where couples can tie the knot after a meal.
That says I love you like waffles and weddings.
After the meal. Okay, you got to eat there first. Is that it?
Yeah, of course.
Restaurant is the first of 1,700 Denny's worldwide. See, there you go. You didn't know that. You didn't know how. You had no idea how many Denny's there were, did you?
Scott, you're absolutely right.
I've always wondered my whole life.
Have you? Well, now you know. Anyway, 1,700 worldwide. This one has the wedding chapel, the photo booth. And it's also one of a few Denny's that has a full bar as well.